Patrick Chung on a Patriots Friday. Spend a few minutes talking football with Patrick. Patrick, it's Mike and Kirk. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
All right. Last week, it was all ESPN for you. You enjoyed your bye week up until Thursday and Friday. Did you have a good bye week weekend? Do you feel relaxed and ready to go for Pittsburgh this week?
Ready to go, man. Ready to go. Bye week's over. Everybody's healed up. Everybody's feeling good. Just ready to play some football.
You know, Pat, we just heard the news here about 15, 20 minutes ago. It's all over the place now that the team released Lee Bodden today. I was wondering your thoughts on that move.
I don't answer those questions.
What yes. Football yes. questions? How do you answer football questions?
That's business. That's considered business, man.
Well,
you guys should have set me up. I like it. It's smart. It's good stuff.
But they released a cornerback, and you're in the secondary with them, Pat. What am I not supposed to ask you that question? I mean, why are you on? If you're not going to answer that question, why are you on?
I mean, it's not my decision. It's not my decision. Place to talk about that stuff, man. Whoever's here, we're going to play with whoever's here.
As a teammate, you've talked about him before. It's a guy you played with for a couple of years now, Patrick, and who may not be here anymore. Your thoughts about, you know, losing a teammate?
I'm still not going to go into that. He's a good player, good person, man. I mean, that's all I can say on that. You can ask Coach about all those questions.
Have you ever spoken to Lee Bodden, Pat?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, I'm just confirming you. You've actually identified the guy before. I just want to make sure. All right, this Steelers team, if we'd gone to Pittsburgh, then what do you see about this team? I guess it might be different from when you saw them last year. You watch a lot of tape, I'm sure, over the bye week. Anything jump out that's a major difference?
They're good. I mean, they're good, man. They're well balanced, and they have some speed. They have some speed, and some good receivers, good skill players, man. And, you know, Ben's making plays as usual, and. You know, we just got to stop them collectively now. It's the whole team, not just a couple guys.
Your teammate, Devin McCourty, called Mike Wallace the fastest wide receiver in football. You buying that on the guy you're going to face this weekend, Patrick?
He's pretty damn fast. Yeah, he's pretty fast, man. Devin hit around the head. He's a speedster. You know, he's fast, and he knows how to get started quick.
When you see Roethlisberger, you know, obviously you've seen him here a few times. What jumps out at you? What makes Roethlisberger, I guess, one of the five or six best quarterbacks in the league today? What specifically do you see?
Man, he can make plays. He extends plays. He makes plays. He's hard to bring down. He's comfortable in the pocket. He's such a big guy. You know, it's hard to tackle him. And, you know, he makes plays. He can run. He's big. He's not slow, you know. So, I mean, he's overall good, man. He's smart. I mean, he wouldn't be starting for him if he wasn't smart, it wasn't good. So he's overall good.
Yeah, we talked to Andre Carter about this, though, Patrick. He calls Roethlisberger the hardest quarterback in football to bring down. Is it just the size? Because he looks like a linebacker, for God's sakes. You watch him on TV. what makes him so hard to take down? And do you agree that he's the toughest guy maybe to take down at that position that you face?
Yeah, I definitely agree, man. He's big. He's a big dude. He's strong. And he has that mentality, you know, I'm not going down, I'll make a play, which every quarterback should have. You know, I respect him for that. I mean, he wants to make a play on every down. So you got to bring him down, whether it's him throwing or you getting him down, he's trying to make a play.
What about I asked Danny Woodhead about this earlier. You played there last year. What about Heinz Field, sort of the crowd noise? Do you put that up there with any, you know, road game you've been in terms of how loud it can get there? I thought it was really loud there last year.
Yeah, man. It gets pretty loud. You know, I can give them that. I mean, their fans are crazy. I mean, they get loud, and, you know, they're into the game. They're in tune with the game. So, I mean, that's another obstacle we have to play. It's like kind of like weather. You know, you have to get ready for the crowd or whatever they have in store for you, and you have to be able to play through it.
You don't play against him because he's on defense as well, but Troy Polamalu at that safety position, Patrick, you talked last week about Brian Dawkins and how you kind of looked up to him growing up watching him play. How do you, as a fellow safety, look at Troy Polamalu? What about his game stands out to you?
Oh, he's a beast, man. He's a beast. He's full go every play. He's making plays. He has great instincts. He's fast. He's quick. He's strong. He can tackle. I mean, that's what you want in a safety. He's very reliable. People can trust him. And he makes plays. He makes plays. He's always going 100%, man. So, I mean, there's not many flaws they can have on that guy, man. He's one of the best.
Okay, since we know you can't talk about Bodden, that's fine. I guess my question would be, if I'm assuming that Dowling, if he's healthy, is moving up, what we've seen from him this year, do you think he's the kind of guy that can step in there and be a starting cornerback for this team?
I think we have great players back here. I mean, because now playing them, that's up to coach. I feel everybody around the secondary, you know, we're good and we're learning, we're getting better. So, I mean, him playing, I mean, that's not my call or whatever, but I mean, I feel everybody's good. We have an athletic backfield, and we know what we're doing.
All right, you were a rookie once. Rozai Dowling's a rookie, second-round kid. Just as a player, Kirk brings it up. What have you seen from as a development, Patrick? Have you seen him pick it up? You remember what it's like to be a rookie. It doesn't seem easy at that position, defensive back in the league. How has he come along in these first 8 weeks?
I mean, I feel it's fine. I'm not going to, go into evaluating player. I just know he's a good man. He works hard. He's fat. He's physical. He has the physical tools. He's tall. He's long. I mean, he has everything. Now it's just, it's just up to him and whatever he needs to do.
Are there any stats you look at as a player? I know you're about wins, Patriots about wins, but I noticed you're second on this team in tackles all of a sudden, Patrick. A couple of big games. You missed a game here as well. Do you look at any of those numbers? Do you look at those week to week, where you are, tackles, picks, sacks?
I mean, you kind of look at it. You have to look at it. I mean, you have to see. I mean, it's kind of a team competition, an individual competition. You're trying to compete with all the best players out there, So you're very aware of it, but you can't feed in too much into it. Kind of a look at it. Okay, now I know where I'm at. Now it's time to have a big game and whatever I have to do. I mean, you're always striving to be the best, so you're gonna check it. But at the same time, man, you gotta just play ball and just whatever happens in those games, that's what happens.
It's time for our weekly breakdown of your Twitter account, because we follow Patrick Chung 25 on Twitter. Now, after we talked to you, you were tweeting about being at a bridal store last week. First of all, do you lose your man card for spending the bye week in the bridal shop or what?
No, man. I actually got some compliments on it, man. I'm there. That's love. That's love.
Well, does that mean that you're planning a big event coming up at some point down the road here?
Hey, man, happy wife, happy life, man. Whatever she wants, I'm got it for her.
Well, there you go.
That's true. He's right about that.
I got to learn that. I'm newly married.
Learn it quick, man.
It doesn't take long, Pat. It doesn't take long.
And finally, since you are, your head coach, Bill Belichick, gets fired up for Halloween. Candy, costumes, what's better than that? What's the plan? What are you dressing up as? You going to go as like a Danny Woodhead, maybe some sort of ESPN commentator, which you'll probably be down the road? What are we doing on Halloween?
I could see you as Beano Cook, Pat. I could see that.
I'll talk to you about that later. We got a game to go, but I'm going to leave you with this on that question. Confidential. Boom. I had to use it. I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to be on Halloween. That's like... giving away the answer. You gotta be surprised.
See, well, you're gonna put up on Twitter if you dress up and the team has a Halloween party like they did back in the day? Will we see that on your Twitter account or what?
I might. I might do that. You guys follow me. I might give you a little something.
Patrick Chung 25. Patrick, appreciate the time here today. Good luck against Pittsburgh.
Appreciate it, man. You have a good day.
There he is. Patrick Chung, Patriots defensive back, joining us here. Mutt and Lou, Sports Radio WEEI.